104.3 Jam Chicago's number one for throwbacks. That's B.O.B. featuring Bruno Mars, way before Bruno Mars blew up.
Yeah, and you were just saying how much you love and appreciate this song.
Yeah, this song is just, it's so melodic, it's so good. I really love this song. Did he win a Grammy for this song, the B.O.B.?
He should have.
The Grammys was last night, and we were watching the Grammys, and I thought we could talk a little Grammy fashion. Because I know the way you ladies love your fashion.
I do love me some fashion. Yeah, and of course, I was so excited to see what Cardi B would wear because it's her moment right now. I knew she was going to win all the Grammys.
I wasn't feeling the dress.
She couldn't even move in her dress, poor thing.
I wasn't feeling that dress.
She looked like... Like a tulip.
She's like something from ProFlowers.com.
ProFlowers.com.
And then you know what? If you're going to do that, though, Offset, at least compliment the dress with the flavored tuxedo that goes along with that dress. Like, I understand why
she
did it.
They're not together. Maybe he was a little cautious
about that. No, he was escorting her. He escorted her. They together. What are you talking about, Jen McTain?
But are they, though?
Yes.
Okay.
They are together.
Official?
Yes. Okay. Now you made, you know, what Chris Brown said about you. True, you did look like Pootie Tang on the red. You did look like Pootie Tang on the red carpet, bruh. Get something better than a basic black. Those colors she had on, I would have had the colors on. Bro, call 5,000 Run Flavors.
No.
They made all the DJ Khaled stuff. My tuxedo.
Give it to Offset from Migos. He wanted her to shine. He wanted to, you know, look
my tuxedo, he shines too. My tuxedo would have been fire. Okay? And I don't know who told Diana Ross to wear a whole ass box of tissue, red tissue up on that stage. That dress was fab.
Now, what did you think about Alicia Keys? When she first came on stage, she kind of, I
thought
she was
she looked like Thelma from Good Times. That's what I thought.
Stop it.
She like Wilona. Didn't she look like Wilona?
Yes,
you ever seen Good Times as a kid? The lady that lived next door, Wilona, used to always come over with it. Wasn't feeling that.
Did you feel like you were just invited into her living room? You're
I felt like the 70s. I thought she was going to smoke a cigarette and drink a Budweiser and play some Marvin Gaye.
There was a lot of 70s style up in there.
I was
a lot of
bell
bottoms.
Yeah. And the double piano thing I thought was whack, too. Come on. Yo, who can't play two pianos?
I sure can.
Okay, if you're a piano player, you can play two pianos. Come on.
I don't know about that.
Stevie Wonder used to do it all the time. Put one on top of the other one and play it. And then so did Elton John. That's easy. She's a piano player. One hand is on one hand is on the other. It's not a big deal.
I'm a piano player, and I can't do that.
You can't do one hand on one piano, one hand on the other. You suck.
And sing at the same time? Obviously I do, because I'm not at the Grammys.
You suck. You're definitely never, you're never getting the Grammy for that.
No,
the fashion was all right. I thought the fashion was good. Big shout out to my boys, 5001 Flavors. They did all the Khaled stuff. They did a lot of Diddy stuff. They did a lot of people's tuxedos.
Yeah, the tuxedos were on fire.
And dresses.
The women fashion, you know what? Lady Gaga looked cute, though.
She looked a little whack.
Get out. You thought everybody looked whack.
No, I didn't. Diana Ross had a box of tissue on.
Her red box of tissue.
That was whack. See, I love them on the show, y'all.